Morris will be next. The Hogs will host San Jose State at 6:30 Central Saturday on SEC Network. If you ask a question for Coach Morris, please press *1 on your telephone's keypad now. Coach, while we're on questions, you take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the San Jose State game.
Well, I was really proud of how hard our guys played and competed last week. The scores tied going into the fourth quarter, and I knew that we had to find a way, and it was time. And our guys found a way. It was great to see the way we won the game and how we finished that fourth quarter. So that's definitely something we're going to continue to build on. And knowing that we've got San Jose State's coming in here on an off week this past week, so we know that we're going to see some things that have been a little bit different. So we just got to be prepared and continue to improve this football team.
First up, we have Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, how's it going?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, you just mentioned things that are a little bit different with San Jose State. Could you elaborate on that? What you might see that you haven't seen much of this year?
Well, they're a big pressure team, very multiple defensively. Four down, it's odd. They're based out of an odd front. But they do a lot of really good things as far as disguising their pressures and the coverages on the back end. And we know that they had some busts in the first couple of weeks that led to some points. And, obviously with a week off, you get a chance to go back and work on fundamentals. And there's probably a few pressures that we haven't seen them run over the last couple of years. But we've got to be prepared. We've got to be prepared for everything that they can bring with us.
Now, I'm wondering what you thought of how Ladarius Bishop played after he came in for Brown last week, and how comfortable you'd be if those guys maybe were splitting reps or what have you. And also an update on Mark Derrick and your linebackers, please.
I think that, Dede came in and did a good job. He obviously provides some depth there for us. He'll continue to improve. He's just a young player that has got a big future ahead of him. I thought he made a couple of really good plays on the ball on our sidelines late in the game, and obviously the scoop and score was definitely a big deal for him, big confidence boost. Linebackers, Bumper Pool worked out yesterday. Davion McClure continues to get a lot of reps, as well as Grant Morgan. And, Hayden Henry right now, we'll check him today to see. He's questionable today. But we'll just that's kind of where we're at with our backers.
Next is Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
I just had a couple more questions about Ricky Stroud. You said the other day he has a mean streak, and Dustin had said that in camp, I think, too. When you guys say he has a mean streak, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I just think he's a really physical football player that's aggressive. He doesn't let the moment get too big for him. Going in fall camp, going against some of the seniors and experienced guys up front, I mean, he never backed down. So I think that's and he's just a tough kid.
And I guess he was committed to Tulsa, but he said yesterday you guys had an offer, he's probably going to owe you the gray shirt, I guess. But what was it about him caused you guys to offer him kind of late in the process? And then are you surprised? I mean, did you expect him to come in and start? I assume you probably didn't.
Well, as far as coming in and starting, I don't think anybody could have projected that. But I do feel, and I've said it last year as we went through our signing class, I thought that he may be one of the biggest surprises in our signing class because, everywhere I went over in Tulsa and around the city over there, they all spoke heavy and highly of Ricky, and they talked about him and how physical he is, how he was one of the best offensive linemen in Tulsa, and obviously playing for Union High School. I mean, he plays in a great program, but we know he's well coached. But when I went around and talked to the other coaches, I kind of had that gut feeling. I thought, well, is he a little undersized for us? but man, you just cannot, you know, you can't overlook what others people say about him and how hard he plays all the time. And so that's so we went on him, and we're very thankful we did.
And you're talking about other high school coaches on the area?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Nate Allen. Hi, Clary. How much gain did he make in the weight room as far as being a factor this year compared to his last year?
Well, I think Ty continued to change his body, and I think that really has shown up through the winter conditioning into spring, gaining the strength, gaining the flexibility, the understanding of how to take care of your body and the recovery mode aspect of it. So I think that's been a huge addition, and is part of the reason why he's playing as well as he is.
How big, too, as far as his confidence and snaps, as far as being able to do everything now, as opposed to having worked so hard at him last year?
Well, I think because of, you know, he's matured an extra year, he's more comfortable with our system. He's more comfortable with Coach Fry, what we're asking him to do, and I think overall just the comfort level has allowed him to relax and play fast.
Thank you.
We have another from Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, I got a two-part here. How did the offensive line grade out for you last week, and maybe was it one of the better grades that they've gotten? And also, the back, how well do you think that group of guys maximize the lanes that were available to them on Saturday?
Well, first of all, with our offensive line, that is one of the better games that they've graded out as a whole. And, you know, they continue to improve, which was good to see. You had one TFL, gave up one sack. And so, you know, great first down production. So that's a credit to a lot of things, but it starts with our offensive line. I think our ability to throw the football helped our run game immensely. I think that it allowed our running backs to be able to be able to see the running lanes a little clearer. So I think it all worked hand in hand.
Okay, and also the news came out yesterday at Colorado State about Colin Hill, and it was an ACL for him in third. And just your thoughts on the kid. You know, he already had that twice. You know, and how you feel about that guy?
Yeah, just very, very sad for him and for his team. And you know, I reached out to Coach Bobo, and just it just, you know, it's very unfortunate. And you know, after watching the play, you know, with Joe, and Joe was just sick about it too. But you know, Joe being tripped and going down, it's just very unfortunate. And this young man is a great talent. He's one of the better passers that we would see all year long. Very, 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 you know, sad for this young man.
Okay, thanks, Chef.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.